Today, we're talking about anxiety, and maybe this is for you, maybe it's for you watching online, or maybe it's for someone that you care about, or someone in the future that you can refer back to. We want to help people, and we want to unpack the Word of God and how that can help bring life. And I love hearing that story, Jane, this morning, of you applying the Word of God, not just listening to a message and going, oh, I hope that can work for me. But to go, okay, I'm going to do what was suggested and take the Word of God, which is so powerful. And this can actually bring life and hope to you. So why don't we just pray right now as we begin this message this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that you are the God of hope. We thank you that you see every person. You see every struggle, you see every heart, you see every experiences that we walk through. God, and you love every person in this place and watching online today. Lord, I pray that you will pour out your love upon us. Lord, that you will open our eyes to receive your love, to see how there are answers for us. Lord, for those who are struggling today, God, that there will be hope given. Oh, Lord, and answers. Lord, that we can step into freedom because you're a God of freedom. You gave your life that we might be free. So we pray, help us to see beyond our situation, beyond our feelings today, and bring hope and freedom in the name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Awesome. Thank you, band. You've done amazing this morning. Can you give them a round of applause as they will come back to you a little later on? Maybe this will open a conversation in your household or in your connect group as you're just talking. Maybe it's something that you've kept hidden and you don't want to verbalize that you have a struggle with anxiety. And I want to just give you a few stats on what anxiety is and the prevalence of it in Australia at the moment. They say 3 million Australians are struggling with anxiety right now. It is the number one mental health condition in Australia. One in four people will experience anxiety at some stage in their life. So we're talking about real topics here in church this morning. You've either dealt with it or you care about someone who has. Anxiety, you know, we all have everyday worries. There's things that we get stressed about. There's things that we worry about. And that's normal. That's okay. You have to have some sort of level of anxiety and stress in terms of in situations of things to protect yourself. That's a common response to pressures, and it does pass. Anxiety is when those anxious feelings don't go away. They stay. They may not have a clear cause, but it makes it hard for a person to cope with daily life. I'm just going to put up on the screen and we can have a look at some of the signs and symptoms of anxiety. And this is from the Beyond Blue website that you can have a look. It's an Australian website that can give you some more understanding of it. I'll just touch on it briefly this morning. Some signs and symptoms of anxiety can be mild, moderate, or severe. Feeling very worried or anxious most of the time. Find it difficult to calm down. Unable to control anxious thoughts or worries. Feeling tired easily. Difficulty concentrating or mind going blank. Muscle tension or sleep disturbances. There's many other different sort of symptoms. You can be feel very agitated. You can focus a lot on the negative. You can have chest pain. I don't know if you look at me, if I strike you as a person that gets anxious or struggles with anxiety. Well, there was a moment that I ended up in the emergency ward of the hospital with chest pain that didn't turn out to actually be anything physical. And it wasn't until I went to my doctor that they suggested, maybe it's a little bit of anxiety, very gently. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm good. I'm totally clear. And I could explain. I'd been traveling that week. I'd been on a plane. I'd had pain in my calf. I thought, oh, maybe there's a clot or something. And then I traveled again and it had been a big week. And then had, you know, I've got a former nursing background, so I'm like putting it all down to the physical symptoms and, you know, I've got the chest pain, it's probably the clots traveled to my lungs and now I've got a pulmonary embolism. Oh my gosh, we better go to the hospital, you know. That's not anxious, is it? No. Anyway, they do the full gamut of tests, everything, and they rule everything out, which was quite a surprise to me. And went home, they said, no, you have to follow up with your GP. And it wasn't till I had that conversation and that they gently said, maybe it's anxiety. And I was completely denied it. But as I thought about it over the next few weeks, I thought, you know what, it was a really stressful week. There's a lot going on. Maybe there's something in me that I have a predisposition towards being anxious. And it does exhibit itself in lots of different ways, but it's something that I need to go to work on. And I think that without Jesus, that predisposition, if I can get it out right, could grow and overwhelm my life and affect my daily life. But there's things that through the Word of God, and I want to share these with you today, that has helped me to battle this head on and to overcome it and live by and large in a positive world, feeling like I'm over my circumstances. I'm living above my circumstances. So I want to help us with that today. See, some of us are predisposed to anxiety, some of us to depression, as we heard last week, some of us to selfishness or greed or lust or pride or judgment. There's lots of different things, but today we just really want to hit this issue of anxiety. And maybe you're watching online today and maybe you can't even come to church because you are struggling with anxiety and you don't find that you can even walk in the room. This is going to help you today, and I believe that God can give you freedom even where you're watching at home. So none of us are psychologists that are preaching here, and I know Dan Freck is preaching in our Melbourne location today. None of us are psychologists, but we just want to unpack a few things that are out of the Word that can help you, and the books that we've read. And I know last week John shared a couple of resources, the Out of the Cave book by Chris Hodges, and that's specifically about his personal journey with depression. You'll see that up there if you grab those QR codes, or even you can listen to the audio book of it online. This Attacking Anxiety is a book that I've been reading by Sean Johnson, and he's a pastor in America of multi-site locations, many of them. And it's his personal journey with severe anxiety that he ended up in an inpatient facility wanting to take his own life because of the levels that he was overcome with and struggling. In fact, he actually had a panic attack in front of his counselor in the inpatient facilities, and his counselor said to him, there's a spiritual component to this. And this is what we're talking about today. There are some practical answers and some physical answers, but there's some spiritual answers as well. So we can't cover all of what's in the books in this 30-minute message, but I encourage you to get those resources, to read them or listen to them. We're going to be talking about them in small groups. Get along to small groups because it can help really unpack these massive topics. They're very complex topics. There's a brilliant section on panic attacks, which I'll refer back to a little later on. So King David, he's a hero in the Bible, and he struggled with anxiety. I love King David. He's so real and he's so raw, and we read these psalms that he wrote, and there's so much realness to them. Just a couple of things out of Psalm 42, and it starts, you know, that beautiful one, and we sing it. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. That comes out of a place of deep anxiety. Verse 3, it says, day and night I have only tears for food. That means he's not sleeping. That means he's crying a lot. That means he's not eating. While my enemies continually taunt me. Verse 4, my heart is breaking. Verse 5, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? Now I am deeply discouraged. He goes on to say, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. This is where he turns in a place of deep discouragement, a place of deep distress, anxiety and anguish. He turns to hope in God. I want to give you some keys to freedom today. And the first one, believe there is hope. In a place where you become overwhelmed by anxious thoughts or stress or negativity, believe there is hope, and it's in the God of all hope. You have to believe that it doesn't have to always be this way. There are answers. The Bible has answers. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. This is a beautiful promise. May the God of hope, he is the God of hope. He can tell you that it's not always going to be like this. That when you go, that's just the way I am. My mother was like this. My grandmother was like this. I think this is like, I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life. May the God of hope give you all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. What a beautiful picture there, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So not just a little bit of hope, a lot of hope, overflowing with hope, knowing that things can be different. Even if you're stuck right now, you can shift out of that place. Even if you don't know what to do, God can help you. He can get you out of the cave. This is the good news of God, of Jesus Christ. He loves us so much that he gave his son Jesus that we might have freedom and life to the full. Oh, God is so good. David put his hope in God. A couple of practical keys, and again, these are from website Beyond Blue. Just some things that you can do in the natural, because there are natural things. You know, we can sort of get stuck in our own world. We don't know what to do. So just, I'm going to throw a couple of these at you. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Don't underestimate this, because having good sleep, eating well, exercising is good for our emotions. Find mental health support. Talk to someone. Be kind to yourself. Challenge your self-talk. I've added a few in here, in addition to the Beyond Blue website. Have fun. Like, be intentional about having fun. We can get super serious. We can get bogged in the negative. Have fun. Put on some good music. And definitely worship music has its place. But, you know, I've got a fun, happy workout mix. And I whack that on Not because I'm working out, I'll just say. Like, just because I'm driving along and I want to listen to something that's just going to get me out of a funk and just get into a fun mode. Put on some bright, colourful clothing. Come on. We can get on a treadmill of anxious and negative thoughts, and this can shift you out of it. In this book, Attacking Anxiety, from Sean Johnson, he gave a... this was really insightful. There's a chapter at the end of the book, and it's called The Panic Attack Survival Guide. And I don't know if you've ever had a panic attack. I'm sure there's some of you that have or been with someone that has a panic attack. But as someone who never has or been with anyone, don't really know what to do or what it's like. This is a really good... I'm just going to whack these up on the screen just quickly so that you can see. It's very practical. There's a section on how to help yourself. And yeah, great. Take a photo of that, because these are some things that can help you, or you can help others. So I don't want to minimize it, but I just want to start the conversation by running through these quickly. Slow your breathing on purpose. This is out of Sean's personal experience and recommendations from professionals. Change your scenery. Walk outside. Shift where you are at. Take your mind someplace else. And this is worship music, definitely. Shift your focus by being distracted. Stop fighting with the panic. It accentuates it. Acknowledge it and watch it leave. Use your imagination. Imagine there's clouds and they're shifting away, or it's a train and it's moving on. Use your imagination. The next one is how to help a loved one. And again, take a photo of this, because this might help you. We want to help people. Be present. Just be there. Even if you don't know what to do or say, be present. Don't leave. Don't pretend you understand what you don't understand. Sometimes if we don't know, we just sort of go, oh, maybe you should take some Panadol or go and have a sleep or do something. You don't know what it is. Don't pretend that you do. Create a safe and judgment-free space. Sometimes there's crying, yelling, there's being illogical. Create a safe space. Remind, this is a lot of throughout his book, is you are not alone. This will pass. You're not crazy. Just remind someone in that moment and keep showing up. So let me encourage you again to keep reading that, keep looking into resources. It's really helpful. I know for... me recognizing what triggers me into anxiety, there's some things that really feed it, and I have to learn how to starve different thoughts. For example, I love when there's, I don't love it, okay, that sounds wrong, but okay, when there's a big natural disaster or something, I pour over the news. I want to know everything about it. I want to know the latest updates. I want to see, you know, what's going on, and just keep into it. That news is not actually helpful for me. It just makes me focus on the negative and what the worst that can happen, and maybe that can happen here, and it just feeds it. So for me, I have to recognize that and minimize it. I have to starve it. So for you, work out what triggers you, what triggers anxious thoughts in you, and don't feed it. Stop. Kerry Newhoff, he has a leadership podcast, and he did one on managing anxiety. He said self-awareness leads to self-regulation. So just being aware, for you it's going to be different than what it is for me, or maybe it is the news thing for you. Just minimize it. That's emotional intelligence, he said. Self-awareness leads to self-regulation. That's emotional intelligence. David, he put his hope in God. What else did he do? I want to read to you out of Psalm 55. Again, he's in a similar place. He says, I am overwhelmed by my troubles. My heart pounds in my chest. The terror of death assaults me. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. He was struggling. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress. He goes on to give an answer, and this is one of my spiritual keys that I want to share with us today. Verse 22, Psalm 55, verse 22. He does say, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. In the Passion Translation, which is the one that I've got up there, he says, leave all your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord and measureless grace will strengthen you. I love this scripture. This has become a daily go-to for me because I need to give stuff to God. Cares and anxieties and stresses and worries and doubts and fears and insecurities, I need to give them to God. And so this has become part of my prayer life. There would not be a day that goes by where I wouldn't intentionally come to the presence of God and bring all my cares and anxieties. Leave them at his feet. Not just come and talk about them and then take them back with you. Leave them at the feet of the Lord. This is a huge lesson for us in how to deal with anxiety. I come in my daily prayer time and I come in thanksgiving and I come in praise and I come in worship. And then I get to a moment where I bring you all my cares and anxieties. I bring you all my fears and doubts, all the stress, all the worries, all the situations, because there's things naturally that stress us out. There's burdens that we carry. David's saying, God, I give you all my burdens. All the situations, problems with your kids, stress about money, health issues, I'm giving it to you, Lord. And measureless grace will strengthen me. So there's an exchange that takes place. Let me encourage you to release that stuff to God. It's an invitation for Him to say, come to me. Come to me, give it to me. He can handle it. He can carry it all. Again and again and again. It changes your life. And then you allow yourself to be clothed with love and grace and peace and strength. John verse 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you. If you struggle with anxiety, you really want peace. This is how we can step into a place of peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid. This is priceless. Second part of the spiritual keys, and if I can invite a keyboardist to come up. That scripture, bring all your cares and anxieties to the feet of the Lord. Measureless grace will strengthen you. You need strength. Sean Johnson, he talks about the fight of attacking anxiety. This is the name of his book, Attacking Anxiety. There's not a sitting back and letting it happen to you. It's a, okay, I'm going to have to be on the front foot here. There's a fight that we have to go because there is a spiritual battle. There's fear that can come in on anxiety. There's discouragement that can come in on anxiety. There's lies that comes in on it. John 10:10, it talks about there's a thief. He's out to steal and kill and destroy. There's definitely an enemy that wants to attack your peace, wants to attack your mental health. And we have to go to war on it. We have to attack that anxiety. How do we do that? Through the Word of God. The Word of God. And Jane referred to it this just before when she said, I spoke the Word of God for 40 days and it changed her life. There is power in the Word of God. In getting a scripture and speaking it over your life. In Ephesians 6, it talks about putting on the armor of God. It says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's for fighting. Fighting against that enemy of discouragement, of anxiety, of fear. For me, it was a fear thing. For some illogical reason, I used to get so afraid when John would travel and I'd be home alone. Even if the kids were around, there would be this spirit that would come in the middle of the night and harass me. And I would like freak out. I would hate it. And I would pray and I'd try and come. I'd pray before I went to sleep. I'd fast or we'd pray before John left. It just kept harassing me until I got the Word of God and I started doing exactly what Jane did that worked for her. And I started speaking it every single day. See, this is a proactive prayer. This is a before it even happens or before it even strikes you or hits you. Before you're in that moment of anxiety, you get a scripture. For me, it was God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Now, I knew that in my head. We live in a church that believes that. It's a faith-filled church. I knew that. I was praying, believing, but I had to go to war and go, that's it. Okay, now I'm going to declare the Word of God. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And I come against that spirit and I bind it. God's given us the authority over all the works of the enemy. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Doesn't happen necessarily in one moment of prayer, but over day after day after day, as you are digging a well of breakthrough in your life. And I believe that's what Jane did with this sleep victory over insomnia. She's dug a well. She's spoken that scripture. It's in her. Doesn't mean she'll never have an issue with sleeping through, but then you come and you just go, there it is. Open that well that springs forward and there's the answer. There's the breakthrough. So for me, I got victory. I got victory and I could come and I could stand in the middle of the night and be like, it's gone. It's gone. There's freedom from fear because I took the Word of God. I spoke it out and declared it, and I believed it, and I created a well of love, power, and a sound mind. And that's where you get God on you to fill that place. You think, oh gosh, I don't have the energy to do that. You have anxiety, getting your head messed with. I'm weary, I don't have that. This is where the strength comes in. Remember the scripture, bring all your cares and anxieties. Measureless grace will strengthen you so that you can have the fight because it's God's strength. It's His strength in you that you can go, okay, I'm going to speak it out. I might not even have all the passion and all the power in the world, but I'm going to go to war on this thing and I'm going to see it defeated because I'm just going to speak it out. And as you speak it out day after day after day, you find that faith starts rising, that power starts rising, that authority in the name of Jesus gets on it. You come against it, activate your voice. These are the two things that I do every day. And it gives me freedom. I believe today we're going to see some freedom come for us. Because there is a moment that you can pray. And we're going to open this altar up and pray for people in a few moments where their freedom comes from discouragement. Just in a moment of prayer. Freedom comes from fear sometimes in just a moment, from anxiety, some heaviness shifts off people. I'm believing that you're going to walk out of that today. And then there's steps that we can take to keep our freedom, to walk in freedom, to really get that deep inside of us. So remember those keys today. Believe that there is hope. If you're struggling, if there are different times that you're struggling, believe that there is hope. The God of hope, the God of hope comes to give you joy and peace. Learn some practical things. Learn what works for you, what feeds it, what starves it. Learn some practical things of what you can do to shift out of it and spiritually. These keys, giving all your burdens to God. Make that a commonplace. Make that a go-to daily practice in your life that you can be free and stuff lift off you because you give it to God and you leave it there. And then the second spiritual key is go to warfare. Fight for it. Fight for your freedom, fight for breakthrough, fight for peace and joy. It comes from heaven. There's so much more that we could talk about on this topic of anxiety, but let me encourage you, go to small group, talk about it, be vulnerable, be honest. If it's something that you've never had a conversation about, talk to a friend, talk to a pastor, talk to your small group about it. Let me encourage you to open the conversation and be real. So we can look good, come to church and put on the brave, happy face, but inside there's some pain and there's some struggle going on. Bring it into the light, bring it out into the open. Why don't we close our eyes as we come to a close, because I want to give an opportunity.